Generally, in this world, everyone is absorbed in some kind of anxiety or the other. People have anxiety for their food, anxiety for their clothes, anxiety for their residence, and anxiety for so many material businesses. So, just as there is material anxiety, there is also spiritual anxiety. In fact, when one begins to develop spiritual anxiety, then one makes progress in Krishna consciousness. One disciple was asking Prabhupada, sometimes we are unable to follow the regulative principles. So is it a Krishna anxiety or a material anxiety? And Prabhupada said, that is material. But then the devotee asked Prabhupada, in the performance of devotional service, sometimes we fall short and we want to improve the quality of our service to Krishna. And Prabhupada said, that is Krishna anxiety. So it has to have a connection to Krishna. And in that connection, Prabhupada says, how Mother Yashoda has anxiety to serve Krishna by feeding him in proper time and to save him from the monkeys and the cows because he's a very small child. That is a very perfected stage of Krishna anxiety. But as neophyte devotees, Prabhupada said there is deity worship where you have to be punctual, you have to go in time, you have to be clean in performing the offering at the right time. Prabhupada said this is the beginning of Krishna anxiety. And one should cultivate this anxiety and develop it more and more. A devotee does not want to become completely free from anxieties and become like a stone. But a devotee converts the material anxieties into spiritual anxieties. So in the same manner, in the chanting of the holy name, a devotee should always have the anxiety, when will the time come when I'll be able to chant with a better quality? When will the time come when I'll be able to approach the holy name with a greater feeling of shelter? When will the time come when the chanting of my holy name will awaken the dormant love for Krishna in my heart? So these kind of thoughts are going on in the mind of even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is singing, Nayanam Galadashudaraya Vadanam Gadgada Ruddaya Gira Pulakai Nichitam Vapukkada Tavanam Agrahane Bhavishyati. When I am taking your holy names, when will these ecstatic symptoms be awakened in my heart? So this kind of anxiety to chant the holy name with attention, or anxiety to fully plunder the liquid mellows of the names of Krishna, that desire is not considered unreasonable. A devotee should have this kind of desire and longing. So this small anxiety which begins, that I want to chant the holy names attentively, that will grow into a great anxiety for Krishna, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is expressing in this verse, hankering to experience the eight ecstatic symptoms of love for Krishna. But one who does not take the spiritual anxiety and remains absorbed in material anxieties, how to fill up my belly, how to have a good sleeping place, material comforts and luxuries, how to accomplish my material goals. Such kind of material anxiety may bring about some facilities for material enjoyment, but it will not bring one closer to Krishna. In the dormant state or conditioned state, the living entities are constantly absorbed in material anxieties. They are lamenting, they are absorbed in illusion, they have fear of the future, and the whole material life, the whole life becomes simply like a rat race or a struggle to settle the material situation and make our life stable. Probably there is no end to that. But if one can understand that this material struggle will never end, better I take shelter of Krishna right now and uplift oneself from the ocean of material anxieties and place oneself in the lotus feet of Krishna by chanting the holy name. And then one can become preoccupied in the spiritual anxiety. wanting to chant Krishna's names very attentively and with absorption, wanting to serve Krishna with more rapt attention, wanting to please Guru and Krishna and the Vaishnavas, and wanting to perform only spiritual activity and transform all material activity into spiritual activity. So if one is going in that direction, there is a definite progress, and one's eagerness to approach Krishna will increase more and more. Harinam Prabhu ki.